Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton, bringing together more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. Here's what's ahead for this week.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. Today we're going to find out how One Church is using technology to share biblical values in the public school.
I'm John Graham, and what do marching bands have to do with the song, How Great Thou Art? Fox News anchor Todd Starnes joins us today on the Culture Connection to let us know.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we meet a missionary and teacher who gives her time to at-risk students, giving them love and acceptance they have rarely experienced.
I'm Myrna Brown. She has a new hit and a new book. Laura Story is here to talk about them all and her growing family.
Also today, Kay Morris and the Broad Street Ministry Center on our Mission Georgia Moment. That's this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. It's an app that helps teachers affirm godly characteristics and good behavior. Life with Purpose Radio's Juliana Smoke has a story of Character VIP.
We use apps on our devices to make our lives easier or for entertainment, but Oak Leaf Baptist Church in Canton, Georgia has developed an app to teach biblical values in their public schools. The app is called Character VIP, and Will Goodwin is a pastor of Oak Leaf Baptist Church, and he joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. This is such a creative way to teach the gospel in the public schools. How did the Lord lead you all to create this app?
Well, we've been partnering with this particular school in Cherokee County for some time, and we were always asking how we could further serve them. And one year, they told us about a program that they had tried to develop, and it was very administration heavy. It was difficult to manage, and they thought it had a lot of the potential, but it just wasn't something the teachers were really going to buy into. They were trying to make it simple. So basically, the idea was to reward kids with good behavior, and we kind of tied in the good character using character words to teach character values to the students throughout the school year. And we developed the app as a way for teachers to do it very quickly, very easily on their phone, on their computer, wherever they were. The instant they saw a student perform one of the character values that we were trying to emphasize. And it just kind of came out of a way of making it easier for teachers to actually record it and do it.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I love to hear is that you started that conversation with your public school with, how can we serve you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So the children are being rewarded for good behavior and are being taught biblical values.
Yeah, every one of the character words, all words we're very familiar with when we read the Bible and what is expected of those who follow Christ. So carrying that over, we just use the words like honor and integrity and trustworthiness. And in the conversation, you get to go a little bit deeper sometimes, and you're able to tie into where those principles really come from, and it always gets to point back to the Bible.
That's right. That's right. And I can see this not only a ministry to the students, but also to the teachers and staff.
Oh, definitely. It's been a blessing. For us, it was a kind of another way to get our foot in the door and spend more time on the school and influencing and blessing and serving the students and the teachers. But we've seen the teachers respond to it positively. For example, there was a student who was just giving the teacher a really hard time and not behaving. And the teacher thought she was using the program wrongly because she was using the points she was rewarding as an incentive for the kid to behave well. And there's prizes every quarter, bronze, silver, and gold. And the silver award, we actually rented a limousine and took the kids that got the silver to an ice cream place close by. Well, this particular kid who had earned all these points because the teacher was trying to get him to behave had never been in a limousine and had never been to an ice cream shop like this. And so it blew his mind. And he immediately began to say, well, what else can I do? What else can I do? So now the teacher gets to further talk about why it's important to have honor, why it's important to have integrity. And it wasn't just handing out points. And it completely changed how this kid responds to the teachers and how it responds to its peers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what I love to hear, it's not just about this app, but it's about ultimately pointing them back to their need for Jesus.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's where when you start the conversation and you begin to really get into what honor is or, you know, what good character is, you always have to point back to the life of Jesus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And your church is just there being a presence at your public schools and looking for ways to serve.
That's right, that's right. We have partnerships with several schools in the area, and we're looking to continue to kind of hone in on this web app development and make it even better so we can get more schools to get on board, and that will allow us to do even more.
Right. Will, I know the school year is ramping back up. How can we pray for you all?
Well, I think it's a busy time of year for a lot of people, so we just can pray for our families as they kind of get back into routine. For us as a church as a whole, that God will continue to provide opportunities and open doors for us to serve more and to be that much more invested in our community. So as we prove God's love, people can see how real and relevant it is for them today.
We've been speaking with Will Goodwin, pastor of Oakleaf Baptist Church. Will, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing how you all are using technology to share the gospel. We'll be praying that the Lord will move in a mighty way this year.
Thank you very much.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, Chief?
Isn't it kind of cool how you grow from a seed into a real person?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Okay,
but how do I keep growing?
That's a good question.
Why do you stop growing when you become a daddy?
Well, your bones, they...
When you become a grandpa, shouldn't you be big as a building?
Andrew, how old are you again?
You don't know? I thought you knew everything.
Isn't life amazing? Savor every moment. This message brought to you by Southern Baptists.
Thank you for listening each week to Life with Purpose Radio. Public display of prayer and Christian music has gotten some resistance at high school football games in the past few weeks. John Graham gets the story from Fox News commentator Todd Starnes on today's Culture Connection.
A nip is in the air and kids are taking to the football fields with great sports programs and, of course, amazing halftime shows. But for one school in Mississippi and another here in Georgia, the teams will be taking the field, but the marching bands have been benched in one way or another. Our friend, Fox News anchor Todd Starnes, has brought it to national attention, and he's here to tell you about it on the Culture Connection. Todd, welcome back to the program.
John, thank you very much. And you know, football in the South sort of goes together like biscuits and gravy, so you can't have one without the other.
It's a religion unto itself down here. There's no doubt about it. And I'm going to tell you, I was so disturbed when I heard this story. And, of course, I don't know, part of me says I should have seen it coming, but, you know, anytime this kind of thing happens, why don't you tell our listeners what we're talking about?
Well, we're talking about Lawrence County, Georgia. Dublin is the town, and the school is West Lawrence High School. And they have a long-time tradition of having a prayer before the Friday night football game. And then the marching band, as the prayer is about to end, the marching band segues in with an instrumental version of a hymn. And one of the hymns that they routinely perform is "How Great Thou Art." So anyway, there was someone, and we don't know who, but they complained about that hymn, and they said the hymn offended them, and so they fired off a letter to the Americans United for Separation of Church and State. So the school district got together, they met with their attorneys, and they determined that the prayer had to go. They decided to let the band go ahead and play whatever music they're going to play. But again, they did so under the threat of a possible lawsuit. So last Friday night, they had the opening of football season, and instead of one person getting up and leading the prayer, John, the entire stadium rose to their feet, the guys took off their ball caps, and everyone recited the Lord's Prayer together.
Wow.
Well, there's another school district in Mississippi,
okay,
and they're,
yeah,
ironically, they're facing a very similar situation with the same hymn, "How Great Thou Art." I don't know what it is about "How Great Thou Art." And so last Friday night, just before the marching band was about to take the field, the school board, really fearing they might be in violation of the federal court order, told the band they could not perform their halftime show. And they were afraid that if they had done so, that every individual that was performing or participating in that who worked for the school district could be fined $10,000, and I volunteered to pay that $10,000 fine should they decide to go ahead and play that song.
That's putting your money where your mouth is, for sure. Are you getting a sense that there is a remnant, perhaps, rising up to fight against this culture war that's going on?
I think that's a great way to describe it, and I believe that there is. We're starting to see young millennials become very active in protecting their religious freedom. It was several months ago I had the honor of speaking at Truett McConnell College, and I was very impressed with the students there and how engaged they are in the culture, and how the faculty, especially the faculty, seem to be on the same, sharing the same mindset that the students have. And it was an encouraging thing for me to see as well, knowing that there are, you know, Christian schools like Truett McConnell that are graduating young people into the culture so that they can engage the culture.
What do you think believers can and should be doing to deal with this?
Average Southern Baptist in the pew are already facing persecution. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, what is the pastor going to do? What is the church going to do? How are they going to stand alongside their congregations as they go through these difficult days right now? In the civil rights movement, where was the central hub of activity? It was the church.
Right.
And I believe that we should take a page from the civil rights movement as we engage in this fight for our rights.
It's so encouraging to hear from you. One of the biggest things is to stay informed, and people can do that by following your blog and reading some of your books. You want to give our listeners kind of a roadmap to that?
Sure. Folks can go to toddstarnge.com, and we have our events there as well.
Well, Todd, again, thank you for being with us. Till next time, this is John Graham bringing you the Culture Connection.
On Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you weekly stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. And we do hope that as you hear our stories, they inspire you to live your life with purpose. And we'd like to hear what you have to say. So if you would send us your comments, questions about the program, or even story suggestions, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, that's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And our online community is also a great place to connect with us, facebook.com/LWP Radio, or follow us on Twitter @LWP Radio. And our way of saying thanks for listening is to offer you our free book. This week, we're offering The Coffee Shop That Changed a Church from best-selling author Steve Parr. And you can get it at lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Again, that's lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. And we'll get it into the mail to you absolutely free. Well, let's get back to our stories. How about it, Myrna?
Thanks, Rod. She has a new hit single and a new book. Laura Story is here to talk about them all and her growing family.
All right, thanks. Also ahead is the story of Broad Street Ministry Center in our Mission Georgia moment. But before all of that, we head over to Ron Lawson in the Life with Purpose Radio studio with a story of horses, school, and help.
For millions of children across the nation, school is underway again, and that includes a group of at-risk children who live in North Georgia. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a teacher and missionary who gives her time to help children who need special attention. Let's listen.
I'm happy to be on the phone today with Rebecca Morris. Rebecca is an educator and a committed Christian woman and is the driving force behind her husband, Alan, who serves as the North Central Area Missionary with the Georgia Baptist Convention. Rebecca, thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
I am so impressed to hear about your commitment to at-risk students in your area of the state, but there's a bit of background that we need to know about how this ministry got started and about the Double H Ranch. Would you share with our listeners a little bit about what's been going on?
Well, certainly. The Double H Ranch was the vision of one woman, Rebecca Hampton. She purchased the farm to start a horse rescue. She uses that ministry of rescuing the horses to be able to minister to other people. She is a certified equine therapist, and so she's had the opportunity, as she's healing these horses, she's also able to heal the troubled youth and girls that have been rescued from human trafficking. They're able to kind of bond with those horses. There's a real healing process that goes through that. She began connecting with boys and girls in the community who were from low-income, at-risk families. And she saw the great need there among the kids. There's a lot of poverty, of course. There is addiction, teen pregnancies, mental illness that you see in the home a lot. And because of her loving and warm nature, she really attracted those kids. And as she did, She saw many of them come to Christ, and there really wasn't an opportunity for them to learn more about God because they're from unchurched families, and as a result, they don't get much exposure to Christianity. And so she felt like they really needed to have a church that they would feel comfortable coming to, not just the kids, but also the families. And so she helped to start the Cowboy Church in Jerusalem, which it meets on the ranch. Through that ministry, she's seen many, many people come to Christ. So she's kind of gone from rescuing horses to rescuing people. These kids, when they're placed back into the public schools, even though they've made a profession of faith, that they're influenced and pulled back into that cycle of poverty and addiction. And so she felt like it would be wonderful if there could be a school started to minister to these kids.
Now, could you tell us how you got involved in this, Rebecca?
Well, certainly. She shared with us her vision for this school. She knew that I had a background in teaching in multi-grade levels, asked me if I would consider coming on board with that. And, of course, I had the opportunity of meeting these kids and seeing the great need in that area. And within a year, we opened the doors for the Academy at Double H Ranch.
Now, you've got all of these students in a single classroom. That's got to be an interesting situation. I understand you've got about 13 students or so, and you teach them in all grades from kindergarten through middle school. Is that correct?
That's correct. At first, we thought we were just going to have about 5 or 6 students around the middle grades.
Mm-hmm.
But then word kind of got out what we were doing, and before we knew it, we actually began the year with 15 students ranging in age from 5 years to 16. And so it has been a challenge. We have this time 8 different grade levels, and we've had to actually turn away students. We don't have enough room. We meet in the basement of Rebecca's house.
Mm.
But the thing that's really unique about this is that the older ones have become mentors for the younger ones. It's more of like a large family. There's a very safe atmosphere. The kids feel at home. The at-risk kids tend to be behind in their schoolwork. They don't perform well in traditional schools. They don't have any support at home for the most part. And so they're oftentimes the target of bullying. And so when the kids came in, a lot of them were unsure. They were really dealing with anger because of the way they've been treated. I rarely saw smiles. I couldn't get eye contact,
mm-hmm.
but over the course of a few weeks, it was amazing to see the transformation in the kids. They would come in running, happy, smiling, laughing, and just seeing the bonding that they were doing with one another.
That's incredible. So you've seen them getting well, and
yes.
That's good to
and
see that emotional health.
Right. We have 4 days of traditional classrooms. And then one day a week, they work with Rebecca Hampton with the horses doing the equine therapy. And that just continues that healing process for them. It's heartbreaking to know how much misery some of these kids have gone through at such an early age. They've been exposed to so much of the baser side of life. To see them come in and have the opportunity where they can feel safe. Of course, our school is 100% tuition free. The kids don't pay a penny to come. We cover their materials. We also feed them 2 meals a day because a lot of the kids don't necessarily eat regularly or
mm-hmm.
don't eat well, the right kind of foods at home. To have them come into this atmosphere where they can see what it's like being in a stable situation, where they're treated kindly, they're treated with respect, and they're loved. We've just seen them bloom over this first year. It's just been incredible.
I want you to know how thankful I am for this ministry, Rebecca, and the time and the energy and the effort, the basic knowledge, of course, that you're pouring into these young people, the normalcy that you're bringing to their lives. It's just an incredible thing. We're going to be praying for you. We're thankful for what this ministry is doing in these young lives. Thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your prayers.
For more information on the Double H Ranch and Academy, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Grammy Award winner Laura Story stops by to give us an update on her music, ministry, and family as she talks with Myrna Brown on Life with Purpose Radio.
Laura Story is a Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter with a new book and a hit single.
I've known pain and deep regret. I've known the weight of my mistakes like the back of my hand.
And what a treat it is to have Laura Story right here on Life with Purpose Radio. Hi, Laura. Welcome back.
Hey, Myrna. Thanks so much for having me on.
When we talked a while ago, the song Blessings was still resonating, and I think even now still resonates deeply with our listeners. And it's such a tremendous song. People still love it. It has such meaning.
We pray for blessings. We pray for peace. Comfort for family. Protection while we sleep.
You have a new single.
I do. I have a song I've written called Till I Met You. I did a Bible study at my church these past couple of years called Encounters with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we studied everybody from the man born blind to the woman at the well, to Zacchaeus, Paul. And the theme that we saw over and over is with every encounter with Jesus, it was impossible to truly meet Jesus without walking away forever changed. And that is both what I've seen in the scriptures as well as what I've experienced in my own life. And so the song Till I Met You hopefully is a celebration of that for those who are believers, and maybe even a call for those who don't know Christ yet to truly meet him for the first time.
Like to know, how did you meet Jesus? How did you come to know him as your Lord and Savior?
Well, I grew up in a Christian home, great parents that raised us, going to a Bible-believing church, and I can't remember the first time I heard that truth, that Jesus loves me, but I do remember, probably at the age of about 10 years old, hearing about this message of heaven and this holy, perfect God. And even as a 10-year-old, it made sense to me why I wouldn't be able to enjoy that on my own merit. But when I heard what Jesus had done on my behalf, the fact that he gave his life and lived a perfect life and then gave it up so that I might be able to know God and experience eternity with God, hearing that news, it made all the sense in the world to me that I should spend the rest of my life following Jesus.
So in addition to the new single, Till I Met You, you also have a new book coming out, When God Doesn't Fix It.
It's not my story. It's the story of God's faithfulness in my life. For me, it's in the context of some things that we walked through with my husband and with some health issues and even some disabilities that he lives with today because of a brain tumor that he had. And the book, it's for anyone who's ever wondered why God did not fix the thing in their life that they wanted him to. But the purpose of the book is more just figuring out how do we trust God when it doesn't look the way that we thought, or how do we continue to walk out these truths of our faith even in the midst of chaos.
You mentioned your husband, Martin, and you talked about the brain tumor. May we ask how he is doing?
Absolutely. Martin is doing so well. He's actually started working part-time for the first time in, I guess it's been about 8 or 9 years. It's been so neat to see all the things that the Lord is restoring.
When we last spoke, you were the mother of just Josie. And I think now Josie
yes.
has two brothers.
Yes. Oh, things have been so crazy and so much fun around our house. I do have two new baby boys. They're almost a year old, which it's blown by. Benjamin and Griffin entered our world September 18th, 2014, and they are just the sweetest boys. And we're just so blessed. And Josie is 2.5, and so it's been a little bit crazy having 3 kids, 2 and under.
And I'm trying to figure out, where did you find time to write this great song and a book? And you've got 3 little ones and a husband.
Well, that's easy, because I was pregnant with the boys at about 6 months into the pregnancy. The doctor told me I had to go on bed rest. But I was on my couch for a good probably 2 months, and I thought, Lord, what am I supposed to be doing? And I was so frustrated, but you know, as the Lord always does, He just reminds me His timing is perfect,
yep.
His ways are perfect, and this is kind of, it was the window that He opened up for me to write this book.
Well, our story, it is always just a blessing and such a pleasure to talk with you. To talk about your hit single, Till I Met You, and, of course, your new book, When God Doesn't Fix It.
Hey, thank you. The privilege is mine. Thanks for the tremendous ministry that you guys have.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
So I can just be me.
Today's Missionary Moment takes us to Augusta, Georgia, here on Life with Purpose Radio.
I had the benefit of growing up poor. I had the benefit of being a child without school supplies when you moved to a new school. I didn't get to go to Vacation Bible School. I'm Kay Morris, and I'm the director of Broad Street Ministry Center in Augusta, Georgia. There's not a single person that comes in the building that is not very special in some kind of way. We have a food pantry on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 until 2, where we feed hungry people, help to subsidize their own groceries at home. Many people have to choose between buying medicine and buying food, paying their utility bills or buying food, medical treatment and buying food. We have seen over 15,000 families since we began. On Mondays at lunchtime, we have a free hot meal where we feed everyone who comes in, whether they're on break from work, or they're just passing by, or they're homeless, or what have you. And then we have a devotion at the end of that. We have had over 800 salvations through Broad Street Ministry Center. We ring a cowbell when someone gets saved here. It's a way that we celebrate. And then we all come, everything stops, and all the volunteers and staff come and hug that person and welcome to the family of God. We have people come in all the time that are broken, just like we are. Everybody has a situation or a story, a need. So when you're talking to someone and you see the light just go off in their eyes, they finally get it. So I am very honored that God called me to be a part of this.
For more information about the Mission Georgia Season of Prayer and Offering, go to missiongeorgia.org. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about Character VIP, Marching On with Christian Music, Double H Academy, Laura's Story, and Broad Street Ministry Center in Augusta. Well, we'll see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And be sure to go to lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.